Masechet Avodah Zarah Perek Bet Mishnah Gimel. The Torah prohibits having benefit from any item that was brought as an offering to Avodah Zarah. Here in this Mishnah, we're going to list items that are prohibited to benefit because they may have been offered to an idol. Mishnah says, Elu Devarim Shel Ovdei Kochavim Asurin. The following items of idol worshippers are prohibited to Jews. The Isuran Isur Hana'a, and their prohibition is even having any benefit from them whatsoever. Number one, Hayayin, the wine of idol worshippers. Wine that was used in actual service of Avodah Zarah is called Yayin Nesech. It was sacrificial wine. It was used as a libation for the Avodah Zarah. That's prohibited on a Deoraita level. The rabbis extended that prohibition to all wines, not only poured wines of Avodah Zarah, but all wines of non-Jews. That is called setam yenam. All ordinary wine of non-Jews is prohibited in order to prevent socializing between Jews and non-Jews, which could potentially lead to intermarriage. But that would only prohibit the drinking of wine. Benefit from ordinary wine wouldn't be problematic. So we understand that Hachamim also prohibited all wines because they were nervous that some wines maybe were used for Yayin Nesech. Maybe it was actually used on the Mizbeach. So since we don't know, they went all the way and prohibited all wines of idol worshippers. Likewise, vinegar of idol worshippers that were once wine and they became vinegar. Since they were once wine, maybe they were used on the Mizbeach, maybe they were poured for an idol. And therefore, even though it's now vinegar, and they wouldn't normally use vinegar, but it's still prohibited to benefit from because it was once wine and maybe it was used in idol worship. V'henes Hadriani, likewise, earthenware vessels that were from Hadrian, the emperor of Rome. What they would do is they would have pottery that instead of using water to make the clay, they would use wine. And that wine would soak into the walls of the clay, and they wouldn't even put it in the oven. So it would be in there deep in the clay. And when the soldiers went out to battle, they would bring these utensils with them, and when they wanted to have a drink, they would put this earthenware item into the water. The wine would seep out of the walls of the keli, and then the keli itself would fall down. It would sink to the bottom of the utensil. The clay would dissolve, and the pieces would just fall to the bottom, and the water would now turn into wine. So that wine that is in the walls of this earthenware, it's like regular wine. So this type of vessel is not allowed to be benefited from. Ve'orot levuvin, animal skins that have the heart openings, that the spot where the heart is opening. The way the idol worshippers would serve their idols is they would give them the heart from a live animal. So if you have a skin that has the spot of where the heart was, has an opening, that must have been that animal was offered to Avodah Zarah. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, bizman shakera shelo agul asur, mashuch mutar. Says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, if the cut in this animal skin is round, then it was cut for idol worship, and therefore the skin is going to be prohibited. But if the cut is long and narrow, it was not cut for idol worship, it was cut for something else. And therefore you could assume that it was not used for idol worship, and then the skin becomes allowed. Basar hanichnas la'avodah zarah mutar. Benefiting from meat that is being brought in by idol worshippers to eventually be brought as a sacrifice or as an offering to their idol is permitted because it wasn't yet offered to the idol. So it's on the way to be offered, but as long as it never was offered yet, you're allowed to benefit from it. V'hayotze asur, but having benefit from meat that is being taken out of the place of idolatry is prohibited. Mipineshihu kizibhe metim, divrei Rabbi Akiva, because it's considered to be the sacrifices of the dead, or which is the idols. We could assume that the meat that was being taken away from them was already offered to the idol, and therefore it was used in the service, and therefore it becomes prohibited in all benefit. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Now we'll talk about doing business with idol worshippers who are on a pilgrimage, on a journey to and from their places of worship, of idol worship. Somebody who is on the way to a pagan pilgrimage, they're on the way to their temple, you're not allowed to do business with them, because after you do business, they're going to go give thanks to their idol for the successful dealings, and you are agav, you are technically promoting idol worship when you do that. You're helping them in their praising of God. V'habain utanin, but it's permissible to do business with somebody who is finished with the place of worship, because at that point in time, they're done praying, they're done praising God, so you don't have to be concerned that they're going to go back and give an offering to their idol.